Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Your attention and encouragement is much appreciated. Let's talk about stress. Everybody's got it. It comes in so many different forms. And how we deal with it makes all the difference. For example, in my life right now, you know, I'm a single mom. Three boys. They're almost 15, 8, and almost 7. Just my 14-year-old. He's a freshman in high school now. He's been playing in the band for a long time. Just him alone. He's got a $2,000 trip coming up March of next year. That deadlines for payment on this trip for his band are coming up quickly. And he has a tooth replacement, which my insurance doesn't cost, which will cost me $600 out of pocket. That's just the big expenses. That's not the small things, like the fact that they need new shoes and other, you know, random parent things that we have to provide. Or, you know, not even talking about the kids, the other things in my life that cost money or stress. But here's the thing. There's not a damn thing I can do to solve any of those problems besides what I'm doing. Yeah, I can do more and I plan on it, but I'm not going to stress myself about it because the stress is literally going to push everything that I'm trying to manifest away, right? So think about it. You're manifesting like a bubble. If you have like a protective bubble around you, right? And it's sending out, it's like, your bubble expands with all this manifestation that you're trying to bring in. But if you're using words that are not in line with that feeling that you're trying to bring in, I mean, we've talked about manifestation, visualization, and feelings before. If you're not bringing that feeling in currently, and you're instead stressing and getting negative and anxious and overwhelmed, you're calling all of this stuff in with your, you know, ever far-reaching bubble of manifestation. But right before it can even come in, there's like a force field around it that's like, nope, sorry, it's not going to be let in because you have all of this stuff that's stopping it from coming. Does that make sense? So like every little word that you use, that you think of, like, I implore you to pay attention to what those are. It could be something simple like, God, it's going to take me an hour to get home tonight with all this friggin' traffic. What does that do for you to cope with the fact that you have traffic, except to make it worse? Instead, we can say, okay, it's going to take me an hour to get home tonight, which is not ideal, but I can fill my time with this and this and this, right? What if it's a book on tape or a TED Talk or, you know, finally making that hands-free phone call to a family member or a friend you haven't talked to or whatever the case is. Anything can easily be switched up in your mind and shifted in the way that you think to stop being negative and start being supportive in nature. And really, that's what we all need is support. So if we're not supporting ourselves, then we're really missing the ball. We can't support others if we're not supporting ourselves. It's not to say that you should be lazy. You know, I have all these things that I had mentioned that I need to work on. And I'm going to work harder than I have before to make sure that those things get done because I don't want to disappoint myself or my children. But I'm not going to stress about it. So I'm going to add more work and I'm going to set myself goals and deadlines, ones that I can see all the time so that I can accomplish these goals that I have, but I'm not going to allow the negative and frustration and the negative talk to sway me on my journey. Is that going to mean that I'm not going to have a hard time and then I'm not going to get stressed or anxious or overwhelmed? No, certainly not. I will get all of those things. You know, I kind of am now, and maybe that's why I'm doing this, but when those things come, that's when paying attention to my inner voice and my outer voice, my body language, my reactions to others and the world around me, that's when those things count the most. And that's when I need to be paying attention the most and making the most change while it's occurring. Realization, as I said it before, is the number one step to changing your mindset. If you're aware of the thought that you're having and that you don't like having it, then and only then is the time to change it. Don't wait for the next time that you feel that way. Change your mindset and your words right then and there. And it's funny because sometimes when I do it, it's like, you know, damn it, I missed the light. And then in that moment, right after I said that, or even like mid saying that in my brain, I'm like, no, that's not going to work out. Instead, I need to say, it's not a terrible light. Look, that guy could have hit me. Like, that's okay. I'm at the red light. You know, like, it's an immediate redirect. It has to be an immediate redirect. That's what makes the changes. And it's not easy, and it takes a lot of practice. And there's a lot of tools that you can use to keep yourself accountable. Vision boards, you know, throw a vision board up. Vision boards can be anything you want it to be. It can be so specific. I gave a vision board assignment to a client of mine, you know, kind of thinking in my mind, I had a gist of what she would put on there. And she blew my mind with her creativity about making it really specifically for her and what was most important for her. And you know, and she threw lots of things on there. She needed affirmations every day. So she had an affirmation spot, you know, and you can make it whatever you want it to be, as long as it's something tangible that you're looking at and you're using every day. Okay. So we talked about a lot, but words, guys, words, pay attention to them, fix them as you use them, make adjustments when needed. Stress, let's let it go. If we don't have an active solution right now, then we're wasting our time and energy stressing about it. We have to be able to separate it from us in the moment and say, it's going to be okay. There's nothing I can do about it now. A solution will come. But for now, I'm going to be at peace. And just exhale that bullshit and let it go. Not forever, just for now. And vision boards. Help yourself stay accountable. Help yourself stay accountable by creating yourself a vision board. If any of these things are a struggle for you, and if you're looking for guidance on any of them, please reach out and message me, email me, call me, whatever it is that you need to do. I hold 90-minute sessions, $45 a pop. It's really a cheap investment on yourself. On keeping you accountable for the things that you want done. Not want, that you feel must be done and changed in your life. It's a small, small price to pay. I mean, think about it this way. $45 is, I mean, shit, that almost cost me when we were eating fast food. That would literally wouldn't even be enough to feed my entire family of five when I was a family of five. And it still would barely pay for us with just the three of us. So $45 is not a lot when you look at life and the cost of things. So reach out. Take a chance on yourself, on your goals, on your mission and purpose, and get the help that you need. Have a great day, night, sleep, morning, whatever it is that you're headed into. And love and light. We'll talk to you soon.